Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Welcome to your program Like Muhammad with me, Javed Akbari. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are important lessons we can learn from the life of the Prophet. What we mean by the life of the Prophet is seerah of the Prophet, or the normative conduct of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. We were talking about hardships and difficulties or adversity in everybody's life, and also in the life of the Holy Prophet of Islam. And we came to the conclusion that adversity is something that everybody should and may suffer in his life, and no one is in exclusion, no one can be excluded. Even the Prophet of Allah and even the most beloved Prophet, the Prophet of Islam, suffered a lot in his life. But we said that there are two reasons, because we raised a question and we did say, why, for example, is there hardship in life? I said that there are two possible answers to this question. Of course, sometimes difficulty is because self-induced. It is because we are ourselves responsible for the hardships and difficulties and sufferings that we go through. So it is kind of self-induced, and we should not be surprised that difficulties happen to everyone. Life is not a divide of difficulty, and life is not all roses. Verse 79 of the Holy Quran, which says that, of course, if there is any good, any happiness, it comes from Allah for you. You know, if there is something good, it comes from Allah. But if there is something bad, it is from yourself. A second answer which we are going to discuss in this episode, the other part of the hardship is what our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and all other prophets before him experienced, of course. And we see that all the noble prophets and all the noble servants of Allah, including the holy imams, beginning from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam until the last imam, they all suffered difficulties, hardship, and adversities in their life. The prophets of Allah faced difficulties. The pain they suffered is not because they themselves were responsible for the pain and suffering, but it was because of the trials of life, because of the tribulations. There are trials and tribulations in everybody's life. Everybody has to go through some kind of trials and tribulations, of course. And these trials of life actually bring out the best of you. Life intentionally puts us under stress to bring out the best in us, you know. We are supposed to be tested in our life. We are supposed to go through some challenges, some difficulties in our life. And these challenges, of course, create opportunities in our life. They bring us goodness. It's only through hardship that a man understands the value of life. A man understands the value of opportunities, what is good and what is bad. When it comes to the Prophet of Allah, the Messenger, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, the best of the Prophet, of course, was seen at the most difficult of times. From a very young age, he suffered a great deal, like being an orphan as a young child, of course. We understand from history that the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, he lost his mother and his father at a young age. This provides us insight into what it was like for the Prophet Muhammad to feel the pain of an orphan. The Prophet of Islam, since he lived his life as an orphan, he always advised Muslims to reach out to the orphans and not to oppress them. There's also a verse in the Quran which says, "Famal yatima fala taqhar." As for the orphan, do not oppress him. Do not oppress him. We as Muslims should reach out to the orphans and help them as much as we can. Let's have a break and then we'll be back.
يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. I am Javed Akbari. Here we are talking about struggles, hardships, and the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. We are also talking about the lessons we draw from his life. As we know, the Prophet of Islam became an orphan in his life. That's one problem he faced in his life, in the very early stage of his life. And then the Prophet became a widower with the death of his most beloved wife, Khadija, salamullahi alayha. Khadija was the love of his life. When she died, it is said, in the same year in which she died, of course, that year was considered to be the year of sorrow and sadness in the history of Islam, actually, let alone the life of the Prophet, because the Prophet died. The Prophet, in fact, lost his wife. And that year in which Khadija salamullahi alayha passed away, that year was known to be the year of sadness, grief, and sorrow. Because not only Khadija died, but also the Prophet lived in a valley which is called Sheb Abi Talib. The Prophet had been expelled from Mecca. He lived in a small narrow canyon or maybe a valley with Abu Talib and all the rest of the relatives of the Prophet. They had been expelled from Medina by the pagans. And in fact, Abu Talib also died in the same year. And that was why actually that year was called the year of sadness, grief, and sorrow. So these are the sufferings which the Prophet of Islam and in fact went through. And he suffered such a tremendous moments in his life. And the death of Abu Talib was a great loss for the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. In addition to these losses, of course, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, suffered at the hands of the pagans who taunted him, who threw dirt at the Prophet, and he lost some of his children. He buried them. The enemies actually taunted him for not having any children, you know. They said, you are going to die childless. It was a kind of taunting by the enemies of the Prophet that was very much difficult for the Prophet to bear. But of course, the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, was blessed with a daughter who was named Kawsar. And of course, that was the only daughter the Prophet of Islam had from Khadija, of course. The only child who remained with the Prophet was Lady Fatima salamullahi alayha. The taunting of the enemies, the death of Khadija, and the loss of Abu Talib, his uncle, these were some of the pains and difficulties and losses that the Prophet suffered. Obviously, in the larger scheme of things, this is in fact a blessing from Allah, even though this is a heartbreak. Living and of course, losing a child and losing your wife is a kind of heartbreak. But in the larger scheme of things, as I can term, this can be a blessing from Allah. And of course, there is concept behind all of these things. Innama al-usri yusra. Of course, that is a verse from the Holy Quran which says that with every difficulty there is relief, and there is no doubt about it. That's all for this session, inshallah. Stay tuned, and we will cover another aspect of the Prophet's life in the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi.
Rasulullah.